Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
After masked agents, federal agents setting off smoke canisters and irritants to disperse them. A federal judge issuing a new nationwide order blocking President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship. Cody Wafsy is a deputy director of the American Civil Liberty Union's Immigrants' Rights Project and the lead attorney on this class action lawsuit.
The idea that the president can rewrite who is a citizen and decide who gets to count as an American is extremely dangerous and deeply, deeply contrary to our national values.
The White House accusing the judge of trying to circumvent the Supreme Court. A piece of good news amid the tragedy in the Texas flood zone. Word from Kerr County officials, all campers from the all-boys Camp La Junta survived and are safe. This is ABC News. Police detectives in northeastern Pennsylvania say a thief who stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from ATMs had a key. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Jamie Andadora, manager of AJ's Bar and Grill in Carbondale, telling ABC affiliate WNEP-TV.
They just come in, they don't even say anything. Hi, how are you? Nothing, half of the time. So I wouldn't question it.
Court papers say Kenneth Van Gorder stole from ATMs while on service calls throughout Lackawanna County, often when nothing was broken. The ATM company reported the theft to the DA. Detectives put a GPS tracker on Van Gorder's car. They say evidence shows he reprogrammed the ATM to cover his tracks, then deposited the cash into his bank account.
The son of the infamous drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is expected to appear in a Chicago federal court Friday. Ovidio Guzman Lopez would be one of the most senior members of the Sinaloa cartel to plead guilty. U.S. prosecutors say he and his brother operated the fentanyl wing of the trafficking operation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
The updated forecast for meteorologist Tony Schumacher, mainly cloudy and muggy today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible later this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles, and a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks with a 40% chance of brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, most ending by mid-afternoon, a high of 81. And wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 84. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, hot, and more humid with maybe a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free, of the free, and the
smell the coffee and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
It's time for the Light in the Milk House Show. In for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday morning. We get you up and ready not only to face the world, we're going to get you ready for the weekend.
Just don't make love. don't make love like they used to. Love just don't hold on like it used to. It dies before it's halfway through. It seems to fall apart no matter what we do. They just don't make love like they used to. I remember when I loved you.
That's Eddie Arnold, The Light in the Milk House Show. Adam Hessen for Phil Nee. 66 muggy degrees. That according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Hey, don't forget around 7:20 this morning, we will have the Supps Gym Aerobic Polka. That comes your way in about 13 minutes or so. We'll get that underway for you. All right, we're going to start stretching now in a one and a two. All right, we'll get that polka right.
A flower needs the earth to make it grow. A river needs the rains to make it flow. A clinging vine needs something to cling to. But I have all I need, 'cause I have you. Before we met, my life was one sad song. But you changed all that the day you came along. For true love song needs inspiration too. And I have all I need, 'cause I have you. Lips need other lips to make dreams come true. Two hearts in love will always beat in two. And our hearts beat as one since I held you. Before we met, my life was one sad song. But you changed all that the day you came along. For a true love song needs inspiration too. And I have all I need, 'cause I have you.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Listening to the Light in the Milk House show, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. Adam Hess in for Phil Nee, 513, 66 muggy degrees on the Works Floor and Home Thermometer.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain. Like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean, you fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Fill up my senses, come fill me again.
W-I-L-X.
House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. Hometown baseball action from last night. It was the Utica doubling up on Albion 4-2, Columbus a 7-1 winner against Jefferson, and Fort Atkinson downed Waterloo 15-3. Sunday League hometown baseball coming up this weekend. Ashton is at Cross Plains. Schulzburg-Benton will play host to Muscadet. Dodgeville's on the road at Hollandale. Arena travels to Verona. Argyle will host Wyota. Blanchardville is at Ridgeway. Belleville travels to Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Casanova will play host to rival Reedsburg. Wanakee hits the road to Middleton. It's Albion at Utica. Sun Prairie at Cottage Grove. Columbus will host Ryo. DeForest hits the road to Wisconsin Dells. Montello is going to host Monona. Lake Mills travels to Evansville. It's Footville at Stoughton, Cambridge at McFarland, and Jefferson hosts Fort Atkinson. The Milwaukee Brewers will begin a three-game home series against the Washington Nationals tonight. Milwaukee is 30-17 in Milwaukee and 53-40 overall. The Brewers have hit 89 total home runs. That ranks 10th in the National League. Washington has a 38-55 overall record. They're 20-27 on the road. They're also 28-7 in games when they have more hits than their opponents. The teams meet tonight for the first time this season. Game time on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 is 6:35 with a pregame and then 7:05 first pitch.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Okay, kids, time to stretch it out. It's aerobic polka time, brought to you by Supps Gym Basketball. Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmick, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Sing, boom, torero. Sing out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel while the gang's all here.
Is definitely one that will get the heart rate up, just like heading over to Supps Gym in Boscobel. They will get you in shape. 524, the Works Lawn Home Thermometer showing 66 muggy, foggy degrees.
By Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bio. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
cotton knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
That's the originator, Hank Williams Sr. from 1952. Farm News right around the corner at 5:30. Hey, don't forget, we have the roundup coming your way at 7:20. Playing the part of Phil Nee will be me, Adam Hess, and Hank will be Hank. We'll get him up and around here. He always likes to sleep in the office on Thursday night, so he is ready for Friday. Hank, wake up! We'll have him ready, I promise.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. From down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
NCBA says domestic sterile fly facility urgently needed. I'm Erin Anderson with Wisconsin Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Everything you've heard is true. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bringing the next era in soybean performance to farms everywhere. Ride the momentum of the Z-Series wave. plant pioneer. The CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says a domestic New World screwworm sterile fly production facility is urgently needed. Colin Woodall says the northward movement of the pest in Mexico is proof that the current efforts aren't enough.
The only facility that is producing sterile New World screwworm flies is the COPEG facility down in Panama. They're producing about 117 million a week, in which right now all 117 million are being dispersed.
The USDA has allocated funds to Mexico to help the country convert a fruit fly facility, but he says it isn't expected to come online until July of 2026.
And even when that happens, it's only going to be another 70 to 100 million.
An agronomist says field conditions are conducive for tar spot development across parts of the Corn Belt. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from Corteva's Johnston, Iowa Field Day.
Matt Essick with Pioneer tells Brownfield confirmations of the disease have been increasing this month.
We look a little harder than we used to, so it's a little bit, we're able to find it a little bit faster. The way the weather's been recently, with adequate, if not excessive, rainfall, the longer the corn leaf stays wet, the more susceptible it is to disease.
But he says it hasn't reached a level yet that's alarming for growers. Essex says scouting will be critical as the crop moves into pollination.
If we start to see that disease higher up in the canopy and be more prevalent on the leaf surface, we want to deploy some sort of a fungicide application in order to reduce that disease.
Essex says tar spot can cause significant yield loss if it's left unmanaged. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
University of Wisconsin research is seeking fungicide use alternatives. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Plant disease expert Amanda Gevin says ongoing research is looking at fungicide application on potatoes at various times, rates, and sequences to keep disease inoculum low during the growing season. That includes applications at hilling time.
That ad-hilling application timing seems to get at what is our first or founding inoculum of the early blight.
Gevin says more research is being done to help growers manage diseases after a substantial label change for chlorothalonil forced growers to change their fungicide programs.
We're permitted just 6.5 pounds of active ingredient per acre here, and that's approximately half of what the previous label permitted.
Gevin says they are applying lower rates earlier in the season and alternatives like mancozeb. From the University of Wisconsin Ag Research Station in Hancock, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs. End of the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet again Thursday. Bids did range from $223 to $227 live in the south, but were elusive in the north. Asking prices were firm at $228 to $230 live in the south and didn't surface in the north. Significant trade volume appears to be holding out until sometime on Friday. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test was on steers, 950 to 1,049 pounds. Those were $15 to $20 higher. Heifers were not well tested. The USDA says demand was very good. Much of the offering was strings of backgrounded steers. Most of those were attractive in both quality and flesh conditions. There were also a few loads and packages coming off grass. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 919 to 948 pounds, brought 315.50 to 318.25. Box beef closed lower and sharply lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.79 at 384.66. Select was 241 lower at 370.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 3,000 on the weekend, down more than 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive to start the day. The cash hog market has been in a consistently inconsistent pattern. While demand has been relatively strong on the global market, ongoing uncertainties are preventing any major moves higher, especially with continued uncertainty surrounding the administration's tariff policies. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 53 cents higher with a weighted average of 112.43. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.33 higher with a weighted average of 113.21. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.23 higher with a weighted average of 113.22. Pork values into the day higher, up $2.09 at 114.15. Bellies, hams, and picnics were all sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 473,000 head, up 66,000 on the weekend, down nearly 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were up, waiting on direct business to develop, and lean hog futures closed lower amid ongoing uncertainty surrounding demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose, but here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my science. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for all.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo on Timsock Auction Realty. A reminder, we will be switching our hay auctions to every other week. We will not have a hay sale this Wednesday, but we will have one next Wednesday. And you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week, Monday through Friday. Tractors, balers, rakes, stock trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres of vacant land located near Wyalusing. Online only auction up and running right now. For info, call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up and corn was steady to firm, getting ready for the supply and demand numbers Friday. August beans were 3.5 higher at 10.12 and a half. September is up 4.75 at 10.02 and a quarter. September corn held at 3.99 and a quarter, and December was up 1 at 4.16 and a half. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, getting ready for widespread direct business. August live was down 55 at 219.22, and October was 27 lower at 217.07. August feeder cattle were 80 higher at 321.27. And hogs were pressured by the ongoing questions about sustained demand. August lean was a dollar lower at 106.22, and October was down $1.50 at 92.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Donkeys can make great babysitters for sheep. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. University of Wyoming Extension officials imported donkeys from California to test them as predator deterrents in sheep flocks. Four of those imports were sent to the Laramie Research and Extension Center, where Callie Kepke is sheep unit manager. Kepke says the donkeys needed a little breaking in time.
Eventually, once that donkey figures out she's not going to get away with being naughty, they'll either get right in the middle of the flock and just stay with them. Two of the donkeys for sure are basically our lead sheep. So they'll get out in front of the herd and they'll start taking the herd wherever we need to go.
Kepke says the donkeys can become very attached to the flock.
They don't like being away from their sheep. So when we separate them out in the alley, close the doors on the barns to work the sheep, they'll sit out there and bray and bray and bray until you finally put sheep back with them and then they're content.
The donkeys become very protective as well, which is the idea for using them as a replacement for guard dogs. Derek Skasta is director of the Laramie Center.
The big question is, how effective have these donkeys been? We still have had some losses, so it hasn't completely eliminated all deaths, but it comes out to an over 50% reduction in losses.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or stem insect killers for $5.99, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The Director of Commodities and Food Systems at the Illinois Farm Bureau says the state's dairy herds have thus far remained free of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Tasha Bunting tells Brownfield.
We did not have a single dairy that has tested positive for HPAI. The Illinois Department of Public Health is still sampling our bulk milk tanks, and to date so far, there has not been a single milk tank that has tested positive.
She says it's a credit to milk producers
who put into action their biosecurity plan, trying to limit the exposure between the dairy herd and wildlife so that that disease spread didn't occur.
Bunting says there remains little risk to consumers, especially when dairy products are pasteurized. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention recently announced it's deactivating the agency's emergency response to the H5N1 bird flu, as animal infections are declining and no human cases have been reported since February. The agency will continue to monitor the situation and report data monthly. Animal detections will now only be reported to USDA's website. The Director of Communications for the American Dairy Association, Indiana, says highlighting the role of dairy helps connect consumers to the state's ag industry. Brooke Williams says the 36th annual Ice Cream Social in downtown Indianapolis attracts thousands.
We're very fortunate that we have kind of these pivotal moments and community events that we're able to educate, that we're able to continue to remind people of why milk and dairy products need to be a part of their lives.
Gas dairy prices were lower except for butter on Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dryway was down 2¾ cents at 56¼. Blocks were down a penny at $1.68½. Barrels down 1¾ cents at $1.71, and butter up 2¾ cents at $2.59. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
The updated forecast for meteorologist Tony Schumacher: mainly cloudy and muggy today, occasional showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible later this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, humid with areas of rain, fog, and thunder rumbles, and a low in the mid-60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks with a 40% chance of brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, most ending by mid-afternoon, a high of 81. And wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high of 84. Back to the work week Monday, partly cloudy, hot, and more humid with maybe a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. moon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. Please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch powerful deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th annual Casanova Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Casanova Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Casanova.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The 3rd Annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th at Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, cold slaw, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Friday morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. While rainfall was fairly light in most of our area yesterday into last evening, generally a tenth of an inch or so, but it got much heavier. These cells, as they tracked east of us over toward Madison, they set a record daily rainfall, picking up 2.01 inches, breaking their old record of 1.63 inches for July 10th, set back in 1932. We do expect some more rain off and on from today through tomorrow as a wave of low pressure slides across the Midwest to some very humid air in place. Seeing quite a bit of rain this morning across the state of Iowa. We'll be on the northern fringe of that, but more should develop throughout the day. Hopefully the heaviest will miss us off to the south so we can avoid any flood situations, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the development. We are expecting this whole weather system to finally push out of here later tomorrow, be replaced by some high pressure, bringing us nice sunshine Sunday into Monday. It will be on the warm side, especially by Monday, and we could have another big weather system come in by Tuesday with another slug of rain, so stay tuned. Otherwise, for today, mainly cloudy and muggy. Occasional showers and a few thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rain possible in spots, especially by late afternoon. High near 79, southeast wind 5 to 10 becoming variable. Humid tonight with areas of rain, fog, and some thunder rumbles, low at 66. Mostly cloudy to sun peaks tomorrow. 40% chance of some brief scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly ending by mid-afternoon. High about 81, west wind up to 10. Going into Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high near 84. Monday, partly cloudy, hot and more humid, slight chance of a thunderstorm, high 89. Tuesday, warm and sticky with showers and storms likely, especially later, high 87. And Wednesday, another chance of rain in the morning, high near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, if you're traveling this morning, use a little extra caution. Some fog moving into the area, cloudy skies, muggy conditions as well, and we're at 66 degrees. The high yesterday was 79. We have received a trace of precipitation, some light rain earlier this morning, and 13 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. The record high in 1936 was 100, the record low 44 in 1945. 1 year ago, 83 the high, 65 the low. Our sun will set today at 8:42, sunrise scheduled tomorrow at 5:32. Trace of rain, barometric pressure is rising at 29.96, and the air is calm. The high yesterday, 79. Our current temperature, we're up one from our morning low of 65. With cloudy, muggy, and foggy conditions, we're at 66. 6 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. Time for a news update from the ABC News Network, brought to you on WRCO-FM by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. By Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
ABC.